Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Cattle producers will have an opportunity for education and networking during the upcoming Beef Feedlot Roundtable Series. Extension Specialist Galen Erickson says there are three events in three different locations, and it's a great way for producers to stay up to date on important topics.
Our annual meeting that we do targeting feedlots is going to be the 17th and 18th and 19th of February. And like normal, going to travel across the state, you know, start in Bridgeport on the 17th, and Gothenburg on the 18th, and West Point on the 19th. And that way, feed yards can attend the one that's closest to them. Pretty excited about the program. I think we've got some excellent topics.
Galen says important topics will be covered, such as backgrounding, cattle health, the New World screwworm, research updates, and the markets.
Excited to have Dave Weber, who's with Terrain, which is a consulting firm that does market outlooks. They work closely with Farm Credit, and Dave does an excellent job. I've seen some of his work in the past of where are we at today and really what should be on people's radar. And I think he does some unique look at what is beef demand and are consumers, you know, able to afford and spending on beef products today, and how's that look into the future. New World screwworm is a threat to the U.S. beef industry. It's primarily a threat in the South and in the Southern Plains. They don't like Nebraska weather and conditions. That doesn't mean we won't have potentially cattle. If we have New World screwworm into the U.S., doesn't mean we can't ever see an animal in Nebraska with it. But in terms of being a spread or a major outbreak area, that's just not likely, is my understanding. But we have Dr. Matt Hilly with UNL, and as veterinarian, who's going to discuss that. And really, what's the state of what we know about New World screwworm? It actually is not new, even though it's called New World screwworm. It's been around. But it is a concern, and certainly has been impactful in terms of the U.S. Beef industry, primarily because of really the closure of the southern border and lack of some imports of live cattle into the feed yard sector down there, which has a ripple effect, so to speak, across the U.S. beef industry. Jim McDonald here at UNL has really focused his career on evaluating optimum ways to background cattle, right? Calves are born in the spring predominantly, weaned in the fall predominantly then. And at weaning, we got choices. Where's that calf going to go? They don't all come straight to the feedlot as calves, nor should they. And so we need to look at ways we can optimize how we grow and put frame on, and allows us to make these cattle bigger actually once they do go into the feedlot phase by running them through a backgrounding phase, a winter and summer. And so he'll discuss, you know, what are the options and impacts of different rates of gain on performance during backgrounding, obviously, but also subsequent on finishing. In addition to all to that, our health in terms of how we manage health in feed yards is always a tough task. And so Dr. Dan Thompson and Jacob Hagemeyer with the PAC group will be on the program. And their focus, obviously, is entirely on establishing animal health protocols and programs for feed yards. And they've got some interesting information from their databases to really show where we at, what do we need to focus on to maximize and improve the health status of our feedlot cattle.
Registration for the event can be found at the UNL Beef website at beef.unl.edu and is due February 13th. The series is sponsored by Nebraska Extension, Merck Animal Health, Elanco, Zinpro, Zoetis, Tracer, Farm Credit Services of America, and Balance Forward. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.